Tonight, if you have a Bible, in Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 22, if you'd stand with us and honor the reading of the Word of God tonight, found in Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 22, I will remind you that next Sunday, after Sunday service, we'll be having three nights of revival meeting on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. Be starting at 7:30, and it'd be great to see all of you back like this at night. And I want to say something. Our church goes to great expenses to have these meetings, and they're there for you. They're there that we may get help as a body. And so don't miss out on what God would have us to have. One of the greatest preachers that's preaching in our day will be here. And I realize he's a young man, but God's got his hand on him. And so I sure would want to be here to see what God had to say to me and say about me. Matthew 22 now, verse number 1. And Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables and said, The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son. And he sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. And again he sent forth other servants, saying, Tell them which are bidden, Behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready, come unto the marriage. But they made light of it. They went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. And when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Then saith he to his servants, The wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he saith unto him, Friend, how camest thou in hither, not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, Bind him hand and foot, take him away, cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen. You may be seated tonight. Father, we thank you. Lord, with everything we know how to say thanks of what you've done for us this day. I want to publicly confess and acknowledge that I'm grateful that you've sent what we've needed here today. Lord, you've been so good to see about our finances of this church. You've blessed us so abundantly. God, you've not only blessed us materially, but God, you sure have blessed us spiritually. I want to thank you for these families that are here tonight. God, all of these little ones, I want to thank you. Lord, tonight I stand as a needy preacher. I sure do need you to touch your word. And Lord, as a man prayed this morning, I pray that you would touch the nearest to hell tonight. And you would draw them by your amazing grace. There's no preaching in me. I can do nothing without you. And I beg you to help me tonight. I pray you'd speak to hearts all in this building. Help us as our revival's coming. Lord, help us. Add to us as you see fit. And we'll be careful to honor you and thank you for everything in Christ's name. Amen and amen. I'm interested tonight in verse number 12 of the text. The Bible said, And he saith unto him, Friend. How camest thou in hither, not having a wedding garment? And And he was speechless. I want to deal with that word on this thought tonight. What are you going to do when you can say nothing? What are you going to do when you can say nothing? First of all, you'll notice in verse 1, there is a great illustration. Jesus was the grandest teacher that's ever walked through this world. Not only was He the God-man, not only was He the Son of God, not only was He God manifested in the flesh, but Jesus was a friend of sinners. And I want to say that He got on a cross and He died and He got up. And that don't make Him have been a friend of sinners, but He's still a friend of sinners. And so we find here that Jesus, the greatest teacher that's ever taught, He chose to do something in this passage. In prior days, we looked in chapter 21 and 28 where He had the two sons. One said, "I will not," but afterward He came. Then He said to the religious people that publicans and harlots would come in before you do. That gives us hope tonight. And then we've seen in verse 33, He said, "I want you to hear another parable. Not one, but the second." And He talked about the great vineyard that He had it hedged it in. And He lent it out to husbandmen. And He came to partake of the fruit. And they killed His son, the heir of the vineyard. And what Jesus is doing, He's went into the temple. And the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the chief priests has had an issue with what He's teaching. He's teaching about a coming kingdom. They're upset because they'll not have Him as their king. So He brings forth three parables in Matthew's gospel. And tonight in the reading, the Bible said in verse number 1, "He said unto them again by parables and said," there is a great illustration. The love of God is amazing. Of how that He wants to share the truth with people. Now, He's given us a Bible that we may know truth. Jesus said, "He's the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by Him." I'm glad that's in my Bible. And tonight we have a great illustration that He taught by parables. One writer said this, and I think it will clarify some things tonight. A parable is a earthly story with a heavenly message. A parable is a earthly story with a heavenly message. So we see this illustration. Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables. And then verse number 2, we see a revelation. The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son. Now, isn't that amazing? Before the brink of time, God had a plan for His son. God had a plan that He would pull out a bride out of people for the bridegroom being His son. Now, the church tonight is the bride of Christ. Jesus is our heavenly bridegroom. One day there's going to be a great marriage celebration. And right now in this dispensation of grace, we find in this teaching where God said there was a king that had prepared a marriage for His son, and it's a great revelation. They knew nothing about the church. They knew nothing about the bride of Christ. Even the Old Testament prophets and the saints of God knew nothing about the church. They were always looking to what God had said through many illustrations of one coming to take away the sin. Now tonight, we see here in this great parable that He says that there's going to be a marriage that has been planned. He said, made a marriage for his son. I want to say this evening in this revelation. God thinks a lot of his son. Oh, he thinks so much of his son. And he thinks a lot of me and you tonight, or he would not give us this divine revelation. He said that he had planned or he had made a marriage for his son. There is revelation. But in verse number 3, notice this great invitation. God is a God of invitation. I've often wondered how that some people could never realize that he's a God that says, come. Do you remember when Peter got out of the boat, he said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come to you on the water. And he said the most wonderful words that's in our Bible. He simply said, well, come. That's the greatest word in our Bible that Jesus has ever said to anybody is, come unto me, and I will in no wise cast you out. Now, in this parable, he's showing a great representation of this invitation that he sent out. Look what he said. And he sent forth his servants. Every parable that he's told these in the two parables before, he's always focused on this great invitation. He's always sent his servants to bid people to come. Look what he said on this invitation. And he sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. In John's Gospel, you don't have to go there, I'll just read it. But in John's Gospel, chapter number 5 and verse number 40, Jesus said, search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. They are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me that you might have life. It's not that you can't have life, but that it's that you will not receive life. You will not come to me that you might have life. We see a great invitation. He sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. And then we see in verse number 4, again. You can underline that word. Look at the long suffering of God. Again, he sent forth other servants. Tell them which are bidden. Behold, I prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come.